Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. The Iowa Department of Public Health today is reporting another two COVID-19 deaths and an additional 261 confirmed cases. At 10 a.m., the state was reporting 5,110 COVID-19-related deaths, an increase of two since yesterday, according to the state's coronavirus.iowa.gov website. There have been 324,066 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Iowa since the pandemic came to the state. Statewide, Iowa's 14-day positivity rate was 8.8% today. The state's website now has vaccination data available as well. As of today, Iowa had administered 341,923 total doses to 326,421 residents. And as of today, Woodbury County has added eight new coronavirus cases to the total case count in the last 24 hours. Woodbury County has had 13,380 cases of COVID-19, 202 deaths, and the county has a 7% positivity rate. Two Iowa Republican senators are working on a bill that would end the requirement for license plates to be attached to the front as well as the rear of passenger vehicles, saying they can ruin the appearance of some vehicles. However, Iowa law enforcement agencies oppose the move. Iowa State Patrol Captain Mark Stein says having a front plate to identify a vehicle is critical in hit-and-runs, amber alerts, and other investigations. And that's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. For more updates, go to kwit.org. I'm Mary Hartnett.